from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the Senate has voted to confirm Kash Patel as the next director of the FBI. The vote was 51-49. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins were the only Republicans to not vote for him. Democrats like California's Adam Schiff have said Patel won't put the public interest first. Governor Murphy is thanking President Trump for halting New York City's controversial congestion pricing plan during an appearance Wednesday on News 12's New Jersey's Ask Governor Murphy. Murphy calls the plan a raw deal for New Jersey due to the cost to commuters and added that pollution is coming to North Jersey from it.
This was done purely to line the pockets of the MTA. This was a financial move far more than it was an environmental move.
Within minutes of the announcement, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority filed a federal lawsuit to keep congestion pricing alive. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the toll program will continue while legal battles play out. And a Middlesex County man is accused of gunning down a victim in his own kitchen.
Prosecutors say 61-year-old Igor Kirilenko of Casby is charged with murder and a weapons offense after 72-year-old Gregory Ginsburg was killed in his own Edison home on Sunday with a female witness looking on. Police responding to a 911 call found the men in the home's kitchen where the victim had been shot in the head. Officers say Kirilenko later kicked him in front of police to, quote, make sure he was dead. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report, Delta Airlines has said it would offer passengers on board that Minneapolis to Toronto flight that crashed $30,000 each. The number of passengers who took Delta up on that sum, currently unknown. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed way down, 450 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And will it get any colder? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Thermometers will dig out of the freezer tomorrow. I think we're all ready for a warm-up here. Highs will reach the 30s tomorrow, then 40s this weekend, 50s in the forecast throughout next week. It's the first time in a while I've been able to call days pleasant here in the weather forecast. Still a chance for spotty showers throughout this evening. Then late tonight, we'll see clearing skies and a brisk wind will kick up. Lows around 20. The wind chiller feels like temperature closer to 10 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be sunny, breezy, and a little bit warmer. Highs push into the mid-30s. For Saturday, we'll see lots of sunshine with highs near 40, and then Sunday's looking good. Partly sunny and seasonable. Highs to close out the weekend in the mid-40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Sussex, 17 degrees. Trenton, 24. Egg Harbor Township, 25. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And this weather was brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here, and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissan that you want.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.